This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio show.
Where in the heck is Adam Schiff? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I've been asking this question for the better part of a week. Adam Schiff was the news. This dude was getting around more than, you know, the top chick at the brothel, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm trying to figure out where this guy has disappeared to. His face was all over the media.
Right, well, you know, Donald Trump, he did collude with the Russians. Russians.
There was Russians all over the map. Then Donald Trump kicks out, 50, 60 Russians and shuts down their Russian spy ring up in Seattle. And suddenly there's not even any conversation about Donald Trump or the Russians or anything. And what is he relying on? Stormy Daniels? Where is this guy? Probably asking Mueller to interview Stormy Daniels.
Mueller, I think that Stormy Daniels is related to the Russians. Her surname is Russian. We ran her ancestry. And undoubtedly, Daniels is a Russian name. Her real name is Daniel Stoyeskesky or something.
What is he doing? Or maybe he's working with the FBI to figure out where to deploy David Hogg next. You know, that Hitler-looking youth? Sieg Heil, David. Sieg Heil. Where has this guy been? He is persona non grata. Now, I did read where he got a bunch of millions of dollars for early earthquake detection or whatever else, you know, bringing home that bacon to California. But he's been out of the loop. And so has the narrative of all these other things. Now, is he relying on, the idea of, Trump's stock market going down? Right? Fine. I don't know. Because here's the deal. Donald Trump's approval rating is going up, and that's not good news for Adam Schiff. Now, why is Donald Trump's approval rating going up? I don't know. Maybe it has to do with this good economy. I realize the stock market's taking a bit of a hit, but it's going to do that for a little bit, but it's rising, and I've already told you guys, wait on the tsunami that's coming. It's coming, baby. It's coming. The Chinese are now going, hey, we got to get on board. The Russians are going to get on board, even though they expel some diplomats. That's just tit for tat. We are not going to lose any battles when it comes to how we go about our world affairs as long as Donald Trump is in charge and as long as this economy continues to boom, and it's going to. Next, we're not at war. Yeah, Donald Trump is still bombing ISIS. He's killing Al-Qaeda people, Al-Shabaab, and all these other Al's that are out there. If your name is Al, what's his name, Paul McCartney? You can be my bodyguard, but just call me Al. Call me Al. Don't call him Al, because he might get droned. Donald Trump is kicking Al butt. Al, insert Muslim name here. Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, Al-Shabira, Al-Shakira, you name it. He's crushing them. But we're not technically at war. He wants out of war. The only war that Donald Trump is willing to fight, that really he'll pick a fight with you, is the war of our economy. And he knows that is a war the United States cannot lose. Despite the media narrative of why Trump shouldn't be elected, because it was going to crush the stock market, it was going to create Armageddon throughout the world, women were going to be aborting babies without even worrying, you know, having to carry babies to term, I guess, is probably the bigger punishment. And so Armageddon didn't happen with Trump. In fact, quite the opposite. What else? He's fighting for America. Undoubtedly, not only against China, against North Korea, against Russia, against the Middle East, he's about to put his foot in Iran's big old Iranian buttocks pretty soon. You're watching a guy do some really interesting things. And here's the final point. Nobody cares about Stormy Daniels. Now, I can add to this, too. I can keep going, right? I can say things like, oh, that Russia narrative has all but disappeared. It's going to disappear. And then when it spins back onto the Democrats, what else? So Adam Schiff, are you out there, baby? I would like to know where you are. He was the king of new media. This dude was getting more time than anchors. He was spending more time on TV than Sean Hannity in a given day. Just going, making the rounds. morning shows, you know, mid-morning shows, afternoon shows, late-night talk show, all these shows. And I even think the dude did late-night talk show. As boring as this guy is, they wanted to have him on there. So there he was, Adam Schiff. I don't even know where, because does it matter? Does it matter? Roseanne debuted higher than any of those shows. He should be trying to get on Roseanne's show. Good, congratulations to her. We are Twitter buddies. I'm going to try to finagle and give me a spot, give me a cameo on Roseanne Barr's show. I am. Y'all think I'm kidding? Right now, just so you guys are aware, we are going to set up a meeting with the President of the United States. I told you guys I was going to do it. I'll let you know the details as soon as I can. Yeah. And David Hogg, holy cow, this kid, he's got more skeletons in his closet. He's got more issues, and they have been touting him as the savior of gun control. You want to know why the Democrat Party is struggling? Hillary Clinton remains its leader, as does Barack Obama. They have turned their party over to kids under the guise of gun control because they really believe that gun control is going to get them the seats they need in 2018, this year. Happy New Year, by the way. I told you guys I'd tell you that to the end of the year. And then lastly, they have hitched their wagons to the prospect of a porn star bringing down Donald Trump. You don't care about it. And let me tell you a little dirty little secret. The leftists don't care about it. And in fact, it endears Donald Trump to most of them. So you have all these things colliding, and the left is scared to death. I don't know how many times I can tell you this, guys. I'm not trying to blow a little sunshine up your skirt so you can feel good about yourselves. I'm telling you what I honestly believe, what I feel with the pulse of the nation that I think I have, because I'm going to remind you, I'm going to brag, yeah, I killed Osama bin Laden, but after I did that, I told you Donald Trump was going to get elected, and he doggone Skippy did. So the leadership of the Democratic Party is Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, two long since has-beens, David Hogg, Heil Hitler Hogg, and then we've got Stormy Daniels. They name me somebody in the Democratic Party that you feel like is really a player that people go, man, now that person talks. Who? Elizabeth Warren? Pocahontas? Chuck Schumer? You want to dust off Harry Reid and bring him out of retirement? Kamala, I'm so stupid, Harris? Is she it? Cory Booker? Give me the ingenues, the ones that everybody's grooming. Who is it? Is it Luis Gutierrez, the crazy Mexican that believes in Aslan and that America has stolen Texas and most of, you know, the other parts of Mexico that rightfully belong to her? Who is it? Who do you think is going to inherit this party? The Democrat Party is a party of the far left fringe, and the people who are in the middle, who used to want to be part of what they thought was righteousness, they've learned they are completely wrong, and they are abandoning them in droves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Worst ever for Hollywood. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Worst for Hollywood. Suffering the worst domestic March downturns in its recent history, according to the latest Comscore box office figures. Can't say I feel bad about this. Can't say I'm apologetic on behalf of Hollywood. Quite the contrary. Oh, contraire, Hollywood, you get what you deserve. Good for you. Wow. Terrible figures. They say by Sunday, the month's total box office intake was approximately $722.5 million, a 27% fall compared to the same time last year, with releases such as Pacific Rim Uprising and Tomb Raider failing to bring in audiences relative to their large budgets. Also, anybody want to take a guess as to what movie propped up Hollywood? I'll give you a hint. It's got black in it. Black Panther generated $200 million this month alone, is becoming the highest grossing superhero film in history. And from one of my buddies went to see it, Chris, he says, Kevin, it's an amazing film. He goes, I really enjoyed it. He goes, I hate all the Hollywood hype. He goes, you don't get all the blaxploitation crap they put in there, even though I saw a trailer of what the guy did with the, for example, the black, the green, and the red coloring, you know, for the motherland and the various flags of black, you know, black power movement, whatever you want to call it. If different flags in Africa have lots of black, red, and white, green rather, in it. So it has all the symbolism, but he says, very entertaining film, worth seeing. And I said, you know what? I'll catch it when it gets to video or when it's on TV. It won't take long. But $200 million of that came from one film. Highest grossing superhero film in history had to save Hollywood, who, by the way, still had a 27% fall compared to the same period last year. Hey, Hollywood, are you there? Is this thing on? Hollywood, are you paying attention? Because here's the deal. We're not. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I'm going to tell you something. Every time these guys buck the system, think they can beat us at our own game, we kick their butt. Roseanne debuted her reunion show. You know, reunion. She's back now on TV with her TV show, her sitcom. 20 years later, kids grown up. And she does a tribute to Donald Trump, argues with her lefty sister, who probably is a lefty in real life. Suzanne isn't. And she has blockbuster ratings, 18 million viewers. I don't know how that compares to other people, but or other shows, but probably pretty good. I bet you Jimmy, Jimmy Kimmel, I bet he'd love to have 18 million people watching him. Because Lord knows he's not getting that many. So Roseanne gets that many folks watching her show, gets a tweet from the president, a call from the president saying congratulations. And you know why she got it? Because she was pro-Donald Trump. Yeah, they can take Tim Allen's show off of TV. It was the highest rated show on CBS or whatever it was on, and they took it off anyway. And you would think Hollywood would get the lesson and say, look, I'm tired of alienating well over half of our population. Because I can tell you this, God is my witness. I haven't seen a film. I can't remember the last time I went to the movies to see a film. Can't remember. If it weren't for cable and the occasional me having to make fun of these Hollywood shows, I wouldn't even know what movies are out. And most of us, we don't even care. Do you know who won Best Picture 3 years ago? Because I don't. I don't think most of you do. Unless you're a movie fanatic, you're into it, I don't think you know. And more importantly, I don't think you care. $722.5 million, a 27% fall. Hey, look, here's what I do want to tell you. On September the 7th, Bleeding Blue comes out. That's my movie. I want us to show Hollywood that we can make a film that the conservative people want to see, and they will go to the box office to see it. I want to do a save the date. September the 7th, save the date. It's not going to be all over the place. You may have to drive a little bit to get to it, but I hope you will. I wish I had the budget to open it up all over the country. Black Panther saving Hollywood. Here's what they go on to say. Nevertheless, the revenue makes grim viewing for the industry compared with 2017, where in the same period the industry grossed $997.3 million and $1.2 billion through the entire month, driven by successes such as Beauty and the Beast, Logan, The Boss Baby, The Hollywood Reporter noted. So it took three movies to do that. And I think, I'm not sure where I saw Boss Baby, but I did see that. I thought it was like a rental or something like that. But long story short, I do remember seeing it, but I'm almost positive it was on cable or something else. But I do remember that. I didn't see Beauty and the Beast. I didn't see Logan at the theater. I saw it on cable or, you know, my whatever they call it. Yeah, cable. So they say the last hope for box office bounce back lies with Steven Spielberg's $175 million science fiction film Ready Player One, which opens on Thursday. They need something. Unbelievable. And so they go on to say this, a reliance on one title, namely Black Panther, to do the heavy lifting, while a host of newcomers over the past few weeks have faltered to one degree or another has resulted in a deficit situation that will take some time to reverse. This is a guy by the name of Paul, God, how do you say this guy's name? Durgarabian of ComScore. He says, what should have been March Madness in the wake of the massive performance by Black Panther turned to box office sadness. So in other words, Black Panther dragged people to the theater where they got to see all the trailers and they got to see all the different things that are coming out that's already still out. It was coming off of the different award shows like Water. What's that one that won Best Picture? Something like Water Monster or whatever. All these things happening, and it couldn't drag. It was kind of like, you know, Black Panther was Barack Obama, and it couldn't drag Hillary Clinton's big old buttocks over the finish line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. Couldn't do it. Box office sadness. You know what that translates to? Let me explain to you people because you ain't paying attention. Hey, you, stop passing notes. Stop passing notes. Hush up over there. See, I'm the teacher telling you what to do. I'm the professor about to kick some people out of class. Let me tell you what this means. This means Hollywood isn't commanding your attention the way it did in the past. No, it is not. This means the Hollywood people who believe that they know exactly how to predict you and get you into the box office have failed. And what it also means, bigger picture wise, is leftism is failing. Yeah, if you want to, this is a sign, people, that you have become much more discerning with your dollar. Ask Target, ask Starbucks, ask the NFL. Do you think the NFL is going to have a stellar year this year? Come on, baby, give it to me. I can take it. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me your opinion on these things. Hollywood is suffering. The leftist movement is suffering. Leftism, progressivism, whatever you want to call it, is suffering, and rightfully so, because it is imploding on itself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
So I talked the other day about this, these Disney princesses, and I thought I covered it. I was like, you know, I pretty much gave that everything that I needed to. And then I got to thinking more about the subject, and I got, the more I thought about it, the more I got mad. I really did. And so anyway, one of my buddies tweeted me this. He says, statistically, at least two Disney princesses have had abortions, which was funny. Because, you know, he's probably right. No, I'm just kidding. You know, he's joking about it, saying, hey, Kev, yeah, if you look at the demographics of it all, I don't know how many Disney princesses there are, but, you know, X number of women have had abortion. I just found it kind of humorous. But beyond that, it got me upset. Because, see, as I said before, the left is on a mission to defile everything good and wholesome, and their most recent attack against Disney princesses only goes to prove my point. They deleted the tweet. Planned Parenthood got they knew it was going to be a bad thing when they did it. And so, like all these leftists, they deleted the tweet. See, they run from the things that they say. I've said a lot of things that people go, Kevin, that's controversial. I go, nothing I say is controversial. It's not controversial. It may test your sensibilities. It's not controversial. Nothing I've said since I started doing political commentary have I even remotely said I'm going to backtrack on. Right now, Laura Ingraham backtracked on something about David Hogg because I think she kind of went after him and said, this guy couldn't even get into colleges. He got rejected by colleges. Oh, she's attacking a child. So they went after her sponsors. Let me tell you, Laura Ingraham would not have apologized to David Hogg. I'm going to tell you right now, if Fox didn't ring her up and say, hey, Laura, we're getting a lot of negative feedback from the comments you made about Hogg. Apologize. Because they had me when I made the comment that the FBI could have potentially wanted to do some harm to Donald Trump. Oh, Kevin, because I was given the scenario of we don't know what those tweets meant. From they could be very innocent or they could be something very sinister. You're not saying that the FBI would do something to Trump. I go, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the possibility exists that they could. Even when I explained it, Fox called me and said, Kevin, we really don't want to be talking about that. And, you know, saying that the FBI might do something to the president. I said, that's not what I said. I said it's a possibility in the range of possibilities. And couldn't I get them to understand? And so here's the thing. Well, we just don't like to generate any controversy at Fox. And I go, well, fat chance, Fox, because you know what? whatever you say, whoever you have on it, it doesn't matter who says it, it's going to be considered controversial. Get used to it. The other side of the media has demonized you. They've put you into the category of conservative, even though Fox is far from it, and you're going to get demonized no matter who's on the show and no matter what they say. And it's strange to me that here you are in media, and I'm from the saying, all news is good news, and they're like, oh, we don't want to be a part of that controversy. What controversy? You, by nature of who you are controversial. That's just what Fox is about. Anyway, that's why Laura apologized. But here's the deal. I wasn't apologizing. I'm not apologizing for giving you a true scenario of what possibly could happen because I don't trust this FBI. But Laura backtracked and did whatever she had to do. Back to Planned Parenthood. They removed their tweet and tried to pretend that they didn't say this. We need a Disney princess who's had an abortion. We need a Disney princess who's pro-choice. We need a Disney princess who's an undocumented immigrant. We need a Disney princess who's a union worker. We need a Disney princess who's trans. They did abortion, pro-choice, just call that the same thing, undocumented immigrant, union, and trans. They want a Barbie or some sort of a, you know, Disney character that is a trans union worker, undocumented immigrant who's had an abortion. Apparently, that will make Planned Parenthood happy. So the post was deleted about 2 hours after they published it, but people grabbed it, and then people went off on it. Now, as I said before, if Disney characters were rewritten by leftists, Snow White would be knocked up by one of the seven dwarfs. And then we see her on an episode of Maury, right? And they're going to be trying to determine which of the dwarfs knocked up Snow White because all the boys had a, and I'm using my finger quotes, a party with Snow White that evening after they had some Quaaludes and some drinks. Now, Snow White, when she comes out on Maury, she's going to be an antagonistic person to the audience going, y'all don't know me, shut up y'all witches, except she'll use the B word, and she'll be like, y'all don't know, don't try to judge me. I could just see Snow White doing this, right? And then so when they ask her, you know, why would you have sex with all seven brothers? She would say, because that's how I rolls, baby. That's how we do it here in the Enchanted Forest. So this is the way I see Snow White if they rewrote the picture, you know, rewrote this character. What about Cinderella? You can bet Cinderella would be some transsexual who was abused by her very conservative stepmother and stepsisters who teased her for her boyish qualities, right? And then she'd run away with Prince Charming, who, of course, would be gay, and he liked her boyish qualities, and he was really not Prince Charming. He's actually a sex trafficker named Lucius. I'm cracking myself up. Oh, man. So, get this. Cinderella breaks free from Lucius's powerful hole, because he's got a sexual hole. That's how old black people say sexual. They say sexual. He's got a sexual hold over Cinderella, who, by the way, probably changed her name to, I don't know what, Stormy Daniels. Okay, let's call her Stormy. And she moves in with an illegal migrant worker and helps him in his plight to unionize day laborers. I'm just saying, what possible scenario could you come up with that the leftists are going to write about these characters, given what Planned Parenthood wanted to do to the Disney princesses? Mulan and Belle and I don't know, what's the one? I always thought this one was just hot. As far as Disney characters go, not the Little Mermaid, even though, yeah, she's kind of hot. She just needs feet. No, the one who was Aladdin's girlfriend, love interest, or whatever you want to call it. Man, the Disney character, her, what was her name? I can't remember. Anyway, she was beautiful. Beautiful. Big old, you know, brown eyes. Yeah, just stunning. They always make those girls stunning. Yeah, when you wish upon a star. I am jonesing a little bit for her. Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty. If she, the real life version of her, could have all my lunch money. That's all I got to say. She could have all my lunch money. Amanda Prestigiamo said this from the Daily Wire. She says, there's a lot of unanswered questions about the prospects of abortion princess, though. Will the devices used to perform abortions be included, like forceps and manual vacuum aspiration? you know, with they with the young girl who gets the doll, the abortion princess doll, get to suck the child out of the uterus out. And she says, will we get a breakdown of the cost of the procedure? What about the Planned Parenthood? Will they get to take the fetal tissue? Will the physical and emotional scars so often left for women who've had an abortion be acknowledged? Of course not. Come on, Daily Wire. But it does make one wonder about the potential to rewrite these iconic characters, as I've already done to some degree. See, I could see Abortion Barbie, complete with a bloody baby and a release that you would have to sign to sell the baby parts to, I don't know, Planned Parenthood Barbie. And what about the wife beater Ken? Oh, yeah, what about Handsome Harvey, the sex abuser? That's a doll people could go for. That doll, Disney should get the rights to Handsome Harvey, the sex abuser. And it would come, that doll would come with a casting couch. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see how much fun this can be when you put the leftism in it? All the female dolls of Disney and other dolls that you know, that they would maybe get the rights to would have lesbian counterparts, just in case, you know? And they'd be renamed for iconic feminists like the Chelsea Handler Barbie Super Slut Edition. And what about Hillary Clinton Barbie? The one that would scream at Bill, give excuses to why she lost to Trump. You know, and whatever. What else would Hillary's doll do? Oh, it would cheat you out of your money. You'd wake up in the middle of the night and your money would be gone. But why should we stop at Disney characters? Let's just go after everything that's sacrosanct. Like Christmas. Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember this. Slate did a scorching review of Hallmark's 25 Days of Christmas. And here's what they wrote. They bream with white heterosexuals who exclusively, emphatically, and endlessly bellow Merry Christmas to every lumberjack and labradoodle they pass. They centered on the beauty pageant heroines and strong-jawed heroes with white nationalist haircuts. That's what they wrote about Christmas. Now, Todd Starnes of Fox commented on Slate's article and said there were complaints about the lack of gay people and feminists and Muslims in Hallmark Channel's movies. Slate also whined about what it called the network's 42 hours of sugary, sexist, preposterously plotted, plot hole festooned, belligerently traditional, ecstatically Caucasian cheer. Oh, you got to get that Caucasian in there because you can't have people, you know, being concerned about white folks. Now, how often is that? Hallmark paying tribute to heterosexuals of the worst kind, white people. And what we've learned in the era of Obama is America's too white, it's too hetero, and let's just cut to the chase. The Hallmark Channel is too conservative, and apparently so is Disney.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think this would be great if the Democrats would actually, I guess I shouldn't say God's ears, but maybe the head of the DNC's ears. I think it'd be great if the Democrats would run on this. I think it's honest. I have to give them credit for being honest. They believe in sanctuary cities. They don't want to fix the immigration system. They want to give amnesty to absolutely everybody who's here
illegally. That's ridiculous, Matt, and you know it.
Well, no, I think let's be honest. I think where Democrats are in their policy is that they want to give amnesty to as many people as possible. It's not just about the DACA population. And I actually think when you have sanctuary cities all across this country, how come people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer aren't calling these mayors out and saying, let's enforce our laws? The fact is they want a sanctuary nation, and it's great politics for the Republicans, but it's terrible for the country.
That was Matt Schlappa, the American Conservative Union, puts on CPAC every year, speaking about sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities are illegal. They're stupid. What else do you want to say about it? They're illegal, stupid, all of it. They shouldn't exist. They don't exist in reality, but we've allowed them to exist. Thanks for turning up my microphone. I can hear better. What's that? I feel like I'm one of these old people got a hearing aid. Huh? What? Hello? What is that sound? Ann Coulter spoke out on immigration as well. Let's hear Ann's clip.
Nothing gets better with a wall on deportations. Immigration makes everything easier. Entitlements, the drug problem, theft of government services.
Ryan hasn't even started on entitlements, and you must leave some of your venom for him.
Paul Ryan?
If you would.
I will. My venom toward him is, instead of bringing in lots of immigrants who then bring in their elderly relatives who immediately go on Medicare and Social Security and then tell Americans you have to tighten your belt, we're raising the retirement age. How about don't raise the retirement age, but limit Social Security and Medicare to Americans?
Here, here. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Immigration. Why are we talking about this? One of the guys, his name is Educating Liberals. He tweeted this. Liberals, there's no way possible we could round up and deport 11 million illegal immigrants. Also liberals. Confiscating 350 million firearms from 120 million gun owners would not be that hard. You know, and I love when people put things in perspective in clever ways like that. And that's exactly what this guy just did. He just explained liberalism at its finest. The idea that one thing is impossible to do, to round up 11 million people, by the way, pretty easy to do. This census is doing, as you hear the new report, they say as many as 24 million people won't fill out the census. Why? Because they're afraid of the boogeyman. So I think we just maybe got our number. We've been debating how many people here are in America legally versus illegally, and now we have a number. They actually said, you guys will think I'm kidding. They said 24.3 million people. Now, it's almost impossible to know how many people there are right now in the United States, but I heard it was 318 million. I don't know if that's good or bad, you know, right or wrong, whatever. So, roughly 8% of the U.S. population is illegals. 7.6% if you use the 24.3 million divided by 318 million. So give or take. So let's just go out on a limb and say that for the sake of discussion to make it easier, it's 7% because it's 7.6% with those numbers. And I'll even take it down to 6% just to give us some wiggle room. 6% of the population illegal. So ask yourself, what is our gross domestic product of the United States of America, which now is estimated to be about $17 trillion. So if you multiply that times 6%, then you get a number of, let me do it here, I'm going to do the math, 17 times 0.06 equals. So $1 trillion of our economy goes to illegals. If we use those numbers, 6%. So while they want to tell you it's impossible to round them up, it costs too much money, they contribute to the economy, it's costing us over $1 trillion. Now, if you want to go look at what $1 trillion is in terms of GDP around the world, how big would you be if you had a $1 trillion economy? It would put you in the top 20 economies in the world. What we do to support people that aren't even supposed to be here. Now, that's a tribute to how productive America is, because let me tell you something. The illegals are not contributing $1 trillion into our economy. Quite the opposite. They are sucking it out. So not only are you responsible for the $17 trillion that's being created, part of that is being drained away. A significant part of that's being drained away. It isn't like it's all being put back into the economy, because much of this money goes overseas. And not just to Mexico, it goes to other places too. The biggest abuser of this, of course, is Mexico. So I'm working with a group, FAIR. They're an immigration group. They're not an anti-immigrant group. They're an anti-illegal immigrant group. And they also believe at times that we do need to limit the number of legal immigrants coming into the country. Because sometimes, you know, your policy should bring in the best and brightest. Certainly in a country like America. But I'm working with those guys. Proudly so. And they want to prevent, every year they tend to have an event and they try to prevent the people from, people that are coming into this country from killing citizens and things like this. Like this Oakland mayor. Talk about law and order breaking down with this mayor, her name is Schaff, warning illegals ahead of an ICE raid. And they fleed. And then three of those illegals got arrested for new crimes. All of which could have been avoided if Schaff had not tipped them off. But you know what she says? I didn't do anything wrong. Now, I was wondering, what should be the fallout for this type of thing? Shouldn't the mayor of Oakland, given the chain of events that occurred, shouldn't she be held responsible? I want you to imagine for just a second, if this woman were held responsible for the crimes committed by these folks, how many people do you think would want to stand up for the rights of illegals? The ones that they say, oh, they commit crimes at the same rate as U.S. citizens do. Okay, if you want to go that route, let's go that route. But let's get them down to the demographic. Let's look at them based on the economic level and the situational politics of those people. If that's the case, illegals commit a lot of crime, generally in their own neighborhoods. And we know this to be a fact. In fact, the crimes that were committed by these people that were arrested, one was a Mexican national who was arrested for robbery and gun crimes, released back into the community for a prior offense, despite having what they call an ICE detainer. Another one was arrested for a DUI, despite having been deported three times, and prior convictions for false imprisonment, DUI, and battery of a spouse. The third was a Mexican national who was arrested for corporal injury of a spouse, despite twice being deported, criminal convictions including drug possession, hit and run, DUIs, possessions of narcotics equipment, and a parole violation. These are the people that were released and then they caught them. How many people are still out there? What jackets, as they call it, what jackets do they have at the police? This is, I always get into this discussion with people and I say to myself, it is crazy that we even entertain something so idiotic as to say, well, you know what, these illegals, they're looking for work, they're looking for this, they're looking for that. This is all crazy. Let me tell you, there's a story that's going to break this week. They've already talked about it, but there's leaching from Mexico of contaminants into the soil that's getting into San Diego. And here's a bigger part of the story. It's already come out, but you should know about it anyway. There's a county in San Diego, a city in San Diego County, who's going to join in the lawsuit against the state of California for sanctuary cities. They're tired of having to deal with the problems. Now, that's going to make two. But the bigger issue is we're talking about an area that's, you know, California is a land of fruits, nuts, and fairies, as we know. But we're talking about liberal areas. L.A. County, Orange County saying, yeah, we're going to do it is one thing. Orange County is heavily Republican. It's one of the only Republican enclaves in California. But now we got San Diego saying the same thing. And my question is, when does the bow break? When do other people in California start realizing, you know what? We're paying a lot for other people's services. There are estimates, believe it or not, as high as 30% of some of these municipalities are made up of illegals. That's a big number. So imagine you've been paying taxes and you find out 30% of your money is going to people who really aren't paying taxes. Let me tell you, moving to Arizona has been an eye-opener too. There are places that they only speak Spanish. Kevin, you got to go to this little place, but here's the thing, man. You got to be able to speak Spanish because this only guy over there, he only speaks Spanish. And I'm like, well, lucky I guess I do, but that's just amazing to me in America, places that exist where only Spanish is.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.